Paramania Radio.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Hello and welcome to Musical Memories. I'm your host, Alan Cox. Welcome to June the 6th, 1970. Down one place to number 5 was Cecilia, Simon and Garfunkel. And at number 5 in the United Kingdom charts, Tom Jones, Daughter of Darkness.
Remember a woman, warm were her kisses and tender was she, lying there in my arms. Why did you decide? get together. Heaven, we had our own kind of heaven, sharing together the magic of love in a world. Disappeared when you went away. Ooh, daughter of darkness, stay out of my life, my life. You took my heart, you broke it apart. Ooh, you daughter of darkness, daughter of darkness, leave me alone forever. Daughter of darkness, gone is the love that we shed together.
If you want to learn about how paranormal investigators use technology, what we use, and how it works, then check out Tech Time with Brock and Doc every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
And the last song, Tom Jones, Daughter in Darkness, was up four places to number five in the UK. And a little bird in the form of Paul Chadwick tells me that it's Jimmy Wanted's birthday today. So if you're listening, Jimmy, it's Jimmy, happy birthday to you. And let's have a look what was going on in 1970. The movies, right? Patton, MASH. Yeah, I always love MASH. Klinger, yeah, brilliant. Love Story, The Aristocats, Airport, Five Easy Pieces, Tora. Nah, I'm not into war films. I like MASH. Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Colossus, The Forbidden Project, Catch-22, El Topo, Cold Sweat, The Kremlin Letter, Diary of a Mad Housewife, Kelly's Heroes, The Boys in the Band, Little Big Man. Come back to them because they're still allowed there. Up to number four in the USA, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And they were up one place from number five to number four in the USA this week, 1970, June the 6th. Here they are.
Oh,
as you look back over the years and you haven't heard certain songs for a long time, and you realise there's some really, really good music that's been made over the decades. And I wish I could say that about all the films as well, but some of them were absolutely shocking, some were brilliant, and some I've never even heard of. Let me see, where did I get to? We've got The Owl and the Pussycat, I, Mom, the Cheyenne Social Club, A Swedish Love Story, Barcaro, never heard of it, Ornith's Nest, House of Dark Shadows, Zabriskie Point with the music of Pink Floyd, Myra Breckinridge, Brewster McLeod, There Was a Crooked Man, well, there's plenty of those about, Bloody Mama, Mama, should say, I'm sorry, It Is Late at Night, Cherry, Harry and Raquel, Adam at 6 a.m, yes, we will see Alan at 6 a.m, A Day at the Beach and Alex in Wonderland, and the news headlines, 1970, 3rd of January, the Beatles give their final studio performance. In January that year, the Greater London Council announces plans for the Thames Barrier at Woolwich to prevent flooding, and the barrier opened in 1981. And 21st of January, five lifeboatmen are killed when the Fraserborough lifeboat Duchess of Kent capsizes during a rescue off Kinnard's Head in Aberdeenshire. Now, probably a lot of people don't know, but Fraserborough, the locals, they call the town the Brock. Yeah, that's right, the Brock. Why? I've no idea, but they do. Now, the next track coming up is at number 4 over here, which is up one place for number 5, Honey Come Back, Glen Campbell.
I know I've said it too many times before. I said I'd never say it again. I guess I should say anything at all, since you're supposed to belong to him. But I just can't let you go without telling you just how much I love you. So that is why I'm gonna say it one more time. Honey, come back, I just can't stand. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago. Back to his arms and never know the joy of love that used to taste like honey. Come back where you belong to only me. Well, I guess that's about all I gotta say. So I'm just gonna take my bags and I'm gonna walk. I know those bright lights are calling you, honey. Big fine cars and fancy cars. But if you ever want somebody to just love you, and someday you just may, just give me a call. You know where I am. And here's what I'll say. Honey, come back, I just can't stand. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago. Back to his arms and never know the joy of love that used to taste like honey. Come back where you belong to only. Honey, come back where you belong to only me. Honey, come back where you belong to only me.
the great Glenn Campbell, Honey, Come Back to Me. And going back to what went on in 1970, 26th to the 30th of August, the Isle of Wight Festival takes place on East Afton Farm off the coast of England. 600,000 people attend the event, making it the largest rock festival of all time. Artists include Jimi Hendrix, The Who, The Doors, Chicago, Richie Evans, John Sebastian, Joan Baez, 10 years after Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Jethro Tull. And then, just a couple of weeks later, the 18th of September, Jimi Hendrix, while still over here in London, dies by choking on his own vomit after falling unconscious due to a barbiturate overdose. I don't know. What an incredible talent, and he's still revered as one of the greatest. How long? 46 years later? Wow. And right, back to the music. Now, this is the mystery year, okay? On the 17th of September, right, I'll give you that clue, right? The song is called 7 Days, and it's Craig David. Now, don't get googling, it is for fun. What year was this?
Cheers.
another year after the next song, okay? Keep your intent to rooks. At number three, going nowhere, it was number three the week before, Love on a Two-Way Street, The Moment, and The Moment is here. Tell you what year Craig David sung 7 days. It was on the 17th of September that it gone down from number 18 to number 29 in the UK charts, and it was in the year 2000. So I think he was the closest, Paul. Just a little bit out, Indy. Never mind. I'm glad you're even thinking about it. Yeah. I don't know what it is about me this evening. No excuses. I've had a long day. So if I seem a little bit incoherent, it's that I'm doing this with a couple of matchsticks in my my eyelids to keep them open, I think. But I always enjoy the show. Always enjoy it. One tragic another tragic thing that happened this 1970. One of my favourite singers, Janis Joplin. I don't know. She dies in a cheap motel from a heroin overdose. I don't know. Such talent, and I'm going to be playing a tribute to her at the end. I couldn't let that go without me playing one of her songs. And Simon and Garfunkel, who were actually number five, I played earlier on in the US, they actually released their final album together, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And the title track won the Grammy for Song of the Year. And the first New York Marathon is run in New York. Well, that's a surprise, isn't it? I don't know where it was supposed to be run, but it makes sense it was run in New York. So let's have a look. What was that number three over here in the UK? Question. Yeah, I've just asked. What was? No, that's the name of the song. Question. Moody Blues.
Safe in those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
Interrupt a record to say happy birthday, Jimmy. Jimmy, 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 happy birthday. Family, which was actually up four places from number six to number two. This week in 1970, actually June the 6th was the day that the charts came out. And I was just looking on what Paul Chadwick very kindly, as he does every week, thank you Paul, puts all the info out for me. And this kind of thing is still going on now, 46 years later. 4th of November 1970, social workers in Los Angeles take custody of Jeannie, a 13-year-old girl who had been kept in solitary confinement since her birth. What can you say? And I know there's been other things that happened over in the States and over here in the UK and in other countries. And I just don't understand some people. Just don't understand. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, let's. I don't know how on earth this one got in the charts over here. The England World Cup squad back home actually was number one the week before and it gone down to number two. Anyway, make your own mind up with this one.
Music to move your soul? Then sit down, put your feet up, and start rocking with Doc. Check the schedule for airtime. That's Rocking with Doc with your host, Dr. Dave, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
All I've got to say is that if Welcome Home and Dr. Dave with this music show was a football match, it'll be England 0 and Dr. Dave 1. And I know you're in the chat room. Anyway, Dave, good talk about creeping. Anyway, in 1970, the musical Jesus Christ Superstar.
at you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you'd had it planned. Now why'd you choose such a backward time in such a strange land? If you'd come today, you could have reached the whole nation. Israel in for BC had no mass communication.
Don't you get me wrong.
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 Only wanna know.
Only wanna know.
Only wanna know. The top. Now who'd you think besides yourself was the pick of the crop? Buddha, was he where it's at? Is he where you are? Could Mohammed move a mountain or was that just PR? Did you mean to die like that? Was that a mistake? Or did you know your message that would be a record breaker? Does it get me wrong? Does it get me wrong? Does it get me wrong? Does it get me wrong?
Absolutely incredible. Jesus Superstar. Now, I know it's a bit early yet, but I'm doing a tribute at the end. But this is number one, 6th of June, 1970, in the United States of America. Everything is Beautiful, Ray Stevens.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, under God's head. None so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds, we must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that
little bit older. It's time to realize that beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Everything is beautiful in its own way, like the starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. The length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within.
Ray Stevens was number one in the US this week, 1970. For the second week, he was number one the week before. Now, number one in the UK, which actually had gone up two places from number three, was Christy with Yellow River.
Time has come.
Now, before I play the last song of the evening, I will be back on Sunday morning with Julian Aslam for Inspirational Voices, 8 a.m. UK time, and then at 10 a.m. the same morning with Bishop David Parry for Sunday morning spiritual or Sunday spiritual service, whatever we decide to call it this particular week. Now, the last song is my tribute to, in my opinion, one of the greatest performers that we had, who she took basically an overdose and ended up killing herself. She died in 1970, Janis Joplin. And now, I've always wanted to just say what I'm going to say, because they say this type of thing on the BBC. It's been an Alan Cox production. And anyway, till the next time, have a lovely weekend, and it's bye for now.
Feel like you are the only man. Well, yeah, I did not give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can. Honey, you know I did. Streets looking.